So a very good morning, and I have the wonderful responsibility of introducing our speakers this morning. We're in for a treat. Firstly, we have Brother Bridge Mohan, who can be described as a pillar of the Yagya. If my sources are correct, he came into contact with the Brahma Kumaris in 1955. Is that correct, Bridge Mohan Bhai? Can't hear me. So 1955, I'm told he came into contact with the Brahma Kumaris, so sustained personally by Brahma, Baba and Mama. He's the editor-in-chief of Purity magazine, and he's renowned for his wonderful sense of humour. As well as that, he has a library of stories from his own personal experience that we'll hear from today. And Sister Aruna, who born in Kenya, correct? Born in Kenya, she was mentored by Daddy Janki in London, and has been instrumental in the Brahma Kumari service in the Middle East, and is currently based in Kuwait. She's also an author, and she has an online presence. So if you're interested in looking up BK Aruna, she has a series of books called It's Time, and some very wonderful insights there. So I'll invite you all to give a very warm BK welcome to Brother Bridge Mohan and Sister Aruna.
So Bridge Mohan Bhai, it is really an honour to have Bridge Mohan Bhai with us. He's very busy and he's based in Delhi. And of course he makes frequent visits to Madhuban, but it's always for a purpose. And within that purpose, we try to extract some of his time for the sustenance of the double foreign program. So thank you so much. So Bridge Mohan Bhai, today's, the theme of the whole season this year will be Man Manabhav Madhyaji Bhav. And so today's topic is the blessing of Man Manabhav, the topic you will take up, but I've also been asked to take up a little bit about Madhyaji Bhav, which we will do towards the end. So Bridge Mohan Bhai, in your own words, your experience, can you define Man Manabhav and explain from the Hindi, right, the Bhav, the word Bhav, meaning blessing, in your own words?
Om Shanti. It is a very good opportunity to meet so many, all of you, double foreigners, sisters and brothers, in one place. So I was looking forward to this excuse or chance to be here. So sister tells me that the theme is Man Manabhav. This is a Sanskrit word and mentioned in the Gita. But Baba uses this word very often in the Murlis, because in a sense it contains the essence of Bhagavad Gita. After all, God gave all the knowledge, but what for? So the end purpose was that God alone, Shiv Baba alone, is the purifier. No one else can purify. And for purification, the soul has to give their heart to Baba. So, if you want the word meaning or a definition, I would say Baba is saying, give your heart to me or give your mind to me. So man is better described as mind. So give your mind to me so that Baba can purify the mind. So this is the meaning of man mana bhav.
So are you saying that the mind is synonymous with the heart? When he says give your mind, it's give your heart.
No, it is synonymously used, but everyone knows that heart is a part of the body and mind is a faculty of the soul which thinks. Heart doesn't think, but normally people use the word heart as mind. Whenever they something, so they put their heart hand here, core of my heart. So actually it means mind. Because the thinking faculty of the heart remains here, you know what it does physically. So it is synonymously used, but better use the word mind. Give your mind to me, Baba says. Or establish your mind in me, or connect your mind with me. But all these have mechanisms, so the best thing is give your mind to me, Baba says, so that Baba can work on it. And then once you give your mind to Baba, then the mind has to think only what Baba wants it to think. You can't have your own say that this is my mind.
Yeah, announce kar deti hu. Hindi translation, jisko matlab Hindi translation chahiye, frequency 107. 107, FM 107, Hindi translation. Sorry about that.
Why not 108? Chalo, theek. We are little short.
Mohan Bhai is saying, why not 108?
Okay.
Okay. So what is the bhav aspect? Like, how does the blessing manifest in our life? When we say, man mana bhav, you're blessed with this blessing. How does it look in our life in a practical way?
No, the blessing word we have used in our topic.
Bhav, jab hum kehte na bhav, when we say bhav, it means you are blessed with this. So what's the aspect? What are we being blessed with?
Actually, bhav means be.
Be.
Be. So be connected with me.
One second. I think aap yahan dekhte ho na, to mic nahi aa raha hai.
Idhar dekho.
Nahi, aap mic thoda is taraf hata lo. क्योंकि ट्रांसलेशन को नहीं सुना
है। कैमरा में देखो, ठीक है, ओके। मोस्ट ऑफ द सोल्स आर सिटिंग दिस साइड, आई एम प्लेस दिस साइड, सो आई एम ऑलवेज इनक्लाइंड टू लुक दिस साइड, एनी हाउ, ओके।
सो यू आर सेइंग भाव इज द बी एस्पेक्ट।
बी, व्हेन एवर बाबा सेज, से बी होली, बी योगी। This is exactly the meaning of man mana, be established in me, mentally.
And is this man mana bhav?
And the blessing will come if we do that. And to the extent we do that. It is not just Baba says be blessed and we are blessed.
Yes, so to the extent we connect our mind with Baba, to that extent we are blessed. Yeah. And is this something that should be natural to us, or is it something that we have to make effort for? No. I mean, shouldn't it be natural once we are Baba's children?
No. Even Brahma Baba used to specially do yoga with Baba. Baba said other activities are different, but for my own self. And there are many murlis in which Baba says, before starting my meal, I remembered Baba, but in between I forgot. So this is what Baba is telling of the effort being made. So to be blessed with manmana bhav means, we will be blessed only when we are in a state of manmana bhav. See, sometimes we are forgotten. That time we are not blessed, rather we are not safe, we are not protected. That is the idea. So, to the extent, and to be fully Brahmana Bhava means our last stage, to be Karmatir. So nobody is full time, fully Brahmana Bhava, because as soon as I become, I leave this body. Okay, I will not see, look at you at all. Okay. Yes.
So, you just brought up about Brahma Baba. Can we talk about him? Were there moments where you felt Brahma Baba was in Manmana Bhav? Like, was it all the time? Was it sometime? And then what was the difference in his stage or the way?
Well, I actually never thought of observing that because I am concerned with myself. But we could see that Brahma Baba as a separate being and Brahma Baba with Shiva Baba incarnated in Brahma Baba, those were different. Every day after the Murli, during the Murli, Baba said, you always think that Shiva Baba is speaking. Although Baba also said that I am like the monitor of the class, I can also speak. But for our good, Baba said, always think Shiva Baba is speaking. Okay. So much so that Baba said that even if I make any mistake in giving you advice, Shiva Baba will set it right. It didn't mean actually that Baba made a mistake or there was possibility, but Baba was so sure that Brahma Baba is so much Apsaman that he will not make any mistake. So assured he used to say. But after the Murli class, every day, there was an adjoining room. It used to be called chamber. So Brahma Baba, after the class, speaking the Murli, will come to that room, and there was one single chair. Brahma Baba will sit on that, and the children will sit like, you know, chick, near the hand. So like that, small. And then Baba will informally talk. And sometime Baba will say, Shiva Baba said this. So which meant that now, at that time, it is Brahma Baba. So Brahma Baba said, Shiva Baba is almighty. Nobody rides a horse all the 24 hours of the day. So therefore, whenever Baba needs my chariot, Baba comes. And otherwise, Brahma Baba carries on. Because the work of establishment is of Brahma Baba. If Shiva Baba does that, then Shiva Baba will come in golden age, but that is not to be.
Would you say that we are Manmana Bhava in the golden age? Like
no.
some kind of absorption
no,
stage?
We know Manmana Bhava means connecting with Baba.
God.
So in golden age, all of us know that
there's no God.
After that connection is over, after we become complete, we go to golden age. So we are blessed with Manmana Bhava only and only now in Sangam Yuga.
And this brings up the question, what if somebody is struggling in their effort and they can't connect, they can't have yoga? So it's a bit of a vicious circle, can't have yoga, so can't have Manmana Bhava, so can't take power. How does one come out of this vicious cycle?
Please make it more clear.
Yeah, you're going through some difficulty, so your mind is absorbed in that, so you can't connect with Baba, so you can't take power, and because you don't have power, you can't overcome the obstacle. How does one come out of this kind of negative vicious cycle to then be absorbed in God, as opposed to absorbed in something else?
This is a very interesting question. And everybody, everyone, I don't say everybody, everyone, because body is body. So everyone has experience of this many times in different ways. First see, when we say Amrit Vela morning, it is yoga hour. So all of us have come to this class. It means yoga starts only at 4 a.m. And before that, what it was? No yoga? When I say that I have to go to yoga, Amrit Vela at 4 a.m., what was before that? No yoga? And then, after 4:45, when that Amrit Vela yoga is over, we will say yoga is over? No manmana bhav. So this is the basic. You see, you have said of a state when we come down, when we have forgotten. But the question is, in the first instance, why do we forget? Of course, Baba has given us birth, that is adoption, birth by adoption as Brahma Kumaris and Kumaris. So that way, we are permanently related to Baba, because once a father, always father. Now, the question is, father and child connection is established, but the behavior and conduct of the child depends upon child's own will. So therefore, one thing is that all the BKs are blessed, that Baba says, you are my children, whether you are okay, you are lazy, you are ever ready, you are disabled, whatever, incapacitated or something, some problem. But one thing is sure, you are my children, so I will definitely take you to paradise. But it has two compartments, one is for Brahmins and one is for BKs. So all BKs are ensured, we are all blessed that we will see the paradise, sometime or the other, more or less, whatever the status. That is our basic right, birthright. But then Baba says, fathers always send children to the teacher for teaching them manners and business, how to conduct life. So that part is longer. Birth is only one time, it's over. But the teaching part goes on. That is why it is called Brahma Kumaris. And what next? School, college, ashram, whatever. So that is our learning part. So in that it depends on everyone. It naturally means that it is not so easy, not so natural that it is easily said that connect with Baba. Firstly, because Baba is incorporeal, we are also incorporeal, but most of the time we think of the body. Of course, Baba has given us knowledge, body is separate from soul, okay. But for how long are we able to establish in that state? Up to now, also Baba says, do exercise, reach your incorporeal state, your angelic state, even in the body, practice silence. You should be in silence as easily as you speak. You should be able to withdraw as easily as you indulge, and so on. So this goes on. And what you have said about struggle, actually yoga is based on love, not on labor. Anybody who is laboring, like being told there is Paramdham and there is Golden Age and this is Confluence Age and this is Subtle World, theoretically having a map, then it becomes mechanical. But if it is a connection based on love, then these barriers don't come.
That's the real meaning, isn't it? That manabha means turn your mind to me with love, not by force. Baba's not forcing us, but it has to come with love.
Where there is love, it is difficult to forget. And where there is no love, it is difficult to remember. So what we do is, we take yoga as a subject and we think that this is very difficult, and Baba says, you are in the body. So if we have the true methodology, then it is easy. You can feel it, you can experience it. Most of the time, first of all, I have to be soul conscious. Baba always said, you are soul using this body, you are soul using this body. But when other factors come, say my speciality, my status, my creation of a center or anything, so I get involved into that, then I think it is a good job and I am doing a good job, but my mind gets attractive to that good job. And Baba says, do good job, but have your mind with me and then do it. You should be able to withdraw as quickly as possible.
Actually, that was one of the questions too. Is one is to draw the mind to Baba, and the other would be then to turn the mind away from the old. So is it a gradual progression, or is there any yuktis or tips?
It automatically takes place. Either you are connected to Baba, or you are connected to other things.
Or you're connected to other things.
Yes, simple. So therefore, we have to do such things that we remain directly, indirectly connected to Baba. So that is why Baba has established this big yajna organization, given us do this service, and always remain detached. Remain thinking that even my house is Baba's house, my car is Baba's car, my body is Baba's body, and then my mind is also Baba's mind. But actually it starts from the mind. So therefore, because we are in the physical world, we have to perform actions, we have to speak, we have to see, we have to spend life. So Baba has made it easy for us. It is not only sitting and connecting the soul with the Supreme Soul. Baba has given us all this play field that, okay, you do this, but do it as a drama, not get involved. So basically, Baba says, don't come under the influence or effect of karma. If you have to be perfect, then don't get into the effect of good, bad, indifferent, failure, success, all this. And that can only be done when we first establish in yoga and then do the work. If we do the work and then think and get involved and then think, oh, I remember Baba, it becomes difficult. Your second question was, sometimes when we are involved in worldly things, say someone's body is ailing or some other problem is there, so children normally think that let it be over and then I will have good yoga. So this is what happens. So Baba says, no, you have to see, practice that as far as possible, use yoga power to solve your problem. Not that your problem will be solved and then you should be in yoga. So as more and more you do, that is what Brahma Baba's last stage tells. When the Baba's last stage came, Baba said there was a big struggle between bhoga and yoga. That is to say, bodily suffering and yoga. So after some time, yoga won. So that stage only can be achieved if we are practicing it in all our situations.
So can I just make it clear, I think, for me and others. So if you are in a difficult situation, and you're not able to have yoga,
No. Baba says that is the time.
Yes. If so you have to. If we, you have to sit yourself
if,
down.
If we, that is why Baba says, children, problems will come. Don't get frightened. Don't get afraid. Have courage. So that point, that knowledge is given for that particular time only, when some very big, frightening or troublesome situation has come. So the child forgets everything about Baba and all that yoga and gets into that and tries to solve it with our own power. Every soul has their own power. We may have intellectual power, money power, physical power, whatever. But Baba says, no, your power and my Almighty's power, much different. So Baba says, I have bestowed, I have blessed you with all the powers. And if with all the powers given by Baba, at that time I cannot emerge the particular power I need, then I have to check and I have to practice this. Worldly people solve worldly problems in the worldly way. Some Brahmins think also have all the worldly sort of powers, and they start using them when a situation comes, thinking that I am Baba's child, but all the other thing they are doing is laukik, that is not to believe. So we should, as much as possible, use yoga power. And that is the time when we have to practice it.
No, so this is what I'm saying, the situation is overwhelming you.
Yes.
So at that time you have to sit down and connect.
No. No question of sitting down at all.
Then how are you defining the yoga? What is the
nothing
yoga?
If we think that you can have connection only by sitting down, then we will have very little power. Baba says, I tell you to sit down to practice. So that periodically you practice, but it is meant to be for our practical life in action. Not that I have meditation in meditation class, when Murli class comes I have no meditation. Or Baba says some children, when meditation is going on, they think of gyan points, service, and when Murli comes, then they say, no, yoga is very important. So this is misplaced.
So you're saying that as much as possible, even in difficult times, to just really try and connect with Baba, with whatever you're doing, walking, driving, whatever, right?
Because that is the thing. Actually, Baba teaches us to replace all the powers of Maya with divine powers. And what is the opportunity for doing that is when some situation comes. And in that situation I have to see whether I am using laukic power or I am using divine power. So power is always with us, Baba is also always with us. But we have to take the first step. If I seek power or connect with Baba, then only it will flow. Otherwise, you know, it is very much there. Your money is, you have millions in the bank, but no money in your pocket. And you tell somebody, I am a millionaire, nobody will believe. Like that it is.
Okay, can we take up the aspect of Madhyaji Bhav now? And maybe you can explain the meaning of that from your experience. What is Madhyaji Bhav?
Actually, Baba says, might like the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, every child has also got three stages of nourishment, creation through Brahma, then the status in the form of Vishnu, and before that the finishing or destruction or insemination of all the bodies. So we have to be Shankar, we have to be Brahma, we have to be Vishnu. So when it says Madhyaji Bhav, so it says what is the ultimate of, there are three aspects of it, but what is the ultimate, what is the goal? So that is Vishnu. So Vishnu means our state of completion as a deity. Whether it is in a male form or it is a female form, So the combined form is Vishnu. So Manmana Bhava will lead to, Baba says, the ultimate is to becoming Narayan from normal human being. So Madhyaji Bhava is the ultimate aim. That if we practice Manmana Bhava, we get power from Baba. And when we give our mind to Baba, naturally we cannot allow the mind to be used for my purpose or for other purposes. When I achieve perfection in that, I will become fully divine.
But you know, Brijmohan Bhai, we live in an imperfect world. And so how to strive for perfection?
Always, when there is something is not there, we do something to be there. So there is no question of striving for perfection in a perfect world. We have to naturally do in the imperfect world. And we say Brahma as Adi Dev, that the deity who became instrumental to create the deities. So he was before the golden age. So all of us are in that state. In fact, in this imperfect world, you are right, we cannot achieve perfection in the sense that it is there in the golden age. Because recently Baba has said that not only you have to win over your weaknesses of five vices, but also you have to overcome or win over the elements of nature. So that elements of nature are imperfect here. I take a nice apple, I think this apple will make me healthy. But is it constituted of the satoguni ingredients? No. You cut and you will find a worm in it. Okay? So therefore, Baba says perfection here does not mean physical, in any physical or material way. But living here, we can perfect our soul, our mind, to become complete.
So this is what I wanted us to come to. What is a perfect mind in an imperfect world?
What is
a perfect mind in an imperfect world? What does my perfect mind look like? What kind of thoughts do I have?
So Baba has said that when you know in advance there is mud, there is dirt, there is danger all round, so what you will do? You will protect yourself. So the best protection, Baba says, is instead of practicing soul consciousness, we practice straight away God consciousness. Okay? Because I practice soul consciousness, I achieve it to some extent, I am a soul. But what type of soul I am? The soul itself has got the weaknesses and vices. So even if I detach myself from the body and start thinking I am a soul, but I am an imperfect soul. So that doesn't do. So it means that I must be always connecting with Supreme Soul, the Manmana Bhava, so that my imperfections do not come in the way and I follow Srimad in every field. That is number one. Number two, Baba says, you have to achieve karma tita avastha, which means you are performing action, but there is no effect or influence of that action, no residue of that action on you. Action is done and it finishes there itself. So this karma tita can only be achieved if I rise above, as Baba says, victory and defeat, gain or loss, praise or insult. It means I should perform the action in a very detached and in the way of a trustee. So this is what we are doing.
I just had a thought. Are the advanced party in Manmanabha stage?
Advanced party?
Yeah.
No, they need not to be. Manmana Bhava is only in this body.
while making
after
the effort.
After that, yes. Because then it is over. Advanced party goes to play their future role, just as someone leaves body here and go to play its future role, even in this world, they are divine souls, so they are playing their role for establishing that. But go manmanabha. It is only our fortune.
So, you see this picture here on the wall?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, many say that, well, I don't want to go to the golden age for these gold crowns and jewelry and,
also,
you know.
I am also like that.
So, what is perfection? Like, what I'm trying to say is, it's not that, is it? It's not the gold and the jewelry. So, why are we making the effort to become perfect?
You know, when a person is sick in hospital, he doesn't like fried food or anything. It is because his state of being is such that he won't even have urge to do that. So, the same person, when he is healthy, then that person, sorry, did I look at you?
No, okay. Many times.
I tried, but the same person, when he is hale and hearty, he forgets that. So when the soul will be in the golden age, it will like, because those crowns are not that heavy as they seem. They are very refined things, and at that time, if you are without that, you will feel the urge to have it. But now, of course, who will like to, if I wear it, I will look like a clown. So, like that. So a crown on a clown doesn't fit. So we say, no, we don't like it. I also honestly don't like it.
Okay, I also want us to take advantage of your experience with Brahma Baba and Mama. So I'd like you to share a few stories, some touching stories that you think we can also benefit from with Brahma Baba and Mama.
Okay.
And it could be just general, not necessarily related to the topic.
Not related to Manabha.
Okay.
I can tell you two or three stories, small stories. One is that in those days in India, there were no ready-made clothes. In India, we always have clothes stitched by the tailor, asking him to do this and that. So no ready-made clothes were there in India. But some BKs, families lived in foreign countries like Hong Kong, they are Sindhi families, connected with Baba. So whenever they visited Madhuban, they left some ready-made clothes brought from there with Baba. And what Baba will do? So Baba will see who are the children who may use it. So I was one of them, because I was in a job officer, this and that. So every time I will take leave from Baba, Baba will give me some ready-made dress. And in my company where I was working, I was called the best dressed officer. They did not know from where I got those dresses. And if they asked me, I teased them, I said, I have got it from the next village. Like that. So, one time, my Laukik father was also in Gyan. So my Laukik father left body. And he had 30 dresses which fitted me very well. So being a Brahman and being economical, I kept all those dresses that I will use them. Okay. So who wears the office dress in Madhuban? So when we come to Madhuban, we wear normal dress. But the day we are leaving for our place, so we wear the Laukik dress. So I was wearing my father's one blue shirt, yellow blue shirt, and I went to take leave from Baba, and Baba had one dress to give to me, but like a child, Baba said, "Child, this." Then I said, "Baba, look, this dress. This is my father's dress. How nicely it fits me, and I have 30 of them." I told Baba. So Baba smiled and said, "Child, if you wear your father's dress, you will remember your lucky father. If you wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba." So I quietly took that dress, and I decided. Yes, I felt that whenever I wore my father's dress, at least I remembered, oh, this is my father's dress. I can't forget it. So I decided that this is right. I brought all the 30 next time to Madhuban in a bundle and dumped it there. That now it is given to Yagi, you do whatever you do with this. I thought I have got rid of it. Now, what is in the Yagi, what they do with the worldly dresses? So they distribute it to various people. So after 3 months, I again came to Madhuban, and one brother washing the clothes was wearing my father's bhushat. And I said, "Look, my father's bhushat." So then I learned that how much this thing has got significance. Even if I have surrendered it, still I am feeling that this is my father's bhushat, this brother is wearing. So this is how Baba used to teach us, that if you have to remember Baba, then everything you should try. I am very happy, the foreigners always say, if I go to any country, I say phone, they will say Baba's phone. It is very nice. In India, we don't say. We keep it hidden. But sometimes it becomes my phone. So therefore, it is always good. Baba has said, even if you get some gifts, surrender to Yajna and get from Yajna whatever you want, but don't have anything as my
personal.
And I am very lucky. I am given 4 cars by Baba. I do not know their numbers. Which car is where, I do not know there. Because I have got that habit, learned from Baba. Like that. Another one. What happened that I used to come from Punjab, where I was in a job, to Madhuban. In those days, there were no such modern trains. There were steam engines, and lot of coal particles will be on your body. Even the windows of the trains were open. People used to enter from there and like that. So it took me about 36 hours, and I reached Madhuban at about 2 o'clock afternoon. So I found that everybody has taken their food and everybody gone. So I went to my room in the same way, thinking I am very tired and I will take 2 hours rest and then come down. So I was given the room which is called aeroplane. If you go to Pandavavan, there is a dome, 2 domes. So that is called aeroplane, the highest room.
The top, behind the kitchen.
Behind. So I went there, went up the stairs. I was so tired, didn't open my... In those days, you had a big hold-all bed, and left it there with my shoes on. I lay on the bed. Just 5 minutes would have passed. Suddenly I heard the wooden sandals of Baba. Baba is coming up. So I thought that, look, my dress, and Baba is coming up. So what should I do? I became panicky. I closed the door of my room and came out. I said, at least Baba won't go into my room and see. So Baba came, and always Baba used to be accompanied by 2-3 brother sister, and all the time Baba used to give Gyan only. Baba would talk nothing else, even if Laukik work, Gyan only. This I saw when Baba in Bombay hospital, many Laukik relatives came. So Baba never acknowledged them by their, Baba just gave Gyan only. So Baba came upstairs. 2-3 brothers, sisters were there. Baba went to the water tank there. Baba got it opened.
The water tank.
Water, you know,
tank. Water tank.
Water tank. From where the water comes. Mm-hmm. So there was a water tank, and Baba got it opened. Baba wanted to inspect it for rust or anything. So Baba started talking. I also joined. Children, just as this iron is rusted, the soul also gets rusted, and then you have to clean it with kerosene. Baba used to call ghaslet, with ghaslet and so on. And Baba talked and saw me, child, you have come, and Baba went down. Baba never saw it by dress or anything. It was only my feeling. After that, I felt so energetic, so fresh. I jumped 2 stairs down, made my tea and all that. I never got tired, never had any feeling that I was tired. So I felt that a contact with Baba will refresh you physically, mentally, and make you forget everything. This is another experience I have got.
We can have one more, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Story?
No, it's fine. I am remembering, I am enjoying all those things. Acha. You know, I am fond of mangoes by nature. So, it was our good luck that when any family came to Madhuban, one time the family will have the fortune of having lunch meals, Brahma Bhojan with Baba. So, we were 4 people in our family. So at that time, we were to have lunch with Baba. And mango season was there, and some mangoes were there to be given to us. So, each of us was given a mango, and my mother knew that I am fond of mangoes. So she very quietly, very secretly, very slowly passed on her mango under the table to me. Thinking that Baba won't see. She did it in such a way that, acha. So the bhojan was over, everything over. And then Baba called Lachhu Bhen, Baba's Brahmani, and said, bring a basket of mangoes. Acha. And gave it to me. Means to say, Baba had seen it. Like that.
Yeah, Baba took great care of you.
Somebody thinks that Baba won't know. It won't work. Baba was extremely, extremely sharp in understanding your people.
So Baba asked you to go to Delhi, right?
And after that, I made a pledge in my mind that whenever I come to Madhuban or whenever there is a bhog, I will bring mango for Baba. And this applies up to today. Nowadays mangoes are available in Delhi, but there were, because of import-export, there were times I had to search the market and go to special shops and get mango which should be ready on Baba's day. So like a baby, I will have some little ripe mango, otherwise if they become overripe, if they have a scar, they don't accept. So I will buy 5 or 6 different varieties, keep in a handbag, come to my Madhuban room, see them and shuffle them and either put them in a quilt or whatever so that I can present mango to Baba. And this applies up to today. So love.
I remember Jayanti Ben's story as well, that Baba knew that Jayanti Ben loved mangoes. Mm. And so he actually exported, in those days it was not cheap, you know, and he exported a box of mangoes for Jayanti Ben and her brother. And so she doesn't forget that either, that Baba remembered.
Another thing how Baba will teach, there was a brother in Delhi, he was so aged person but so loveful, he will go to the market and see the most scarce fruit, buy it, then go to, there was a train coming, go to that train at a particular time and deliver that basket to some person and tell Madhuban to lift. So one time he sent oranges. a basket of oranges. Those oranges looked very beautiful from outside, very beautiful.
Did for you. Now there is no Brahma Baba. Nobody sends me mangoes. Now there is no Brahma Baba and nobody sends me mangoes.
Mangoes.
So how am I to develop this love for Baba? Many have this question, right? That you all had Sakar Baba and these experiences. So how are the new ones meant to connect with Baba in the incorporeal form, subtle form?
Actually, it is the other way around. The double formers think that those who have met Brahma Baba, they are very blessed, very lucky, very fortunate, because they saw God's chariot in physical form, had food with him, shared mangoes with him. Firstly, now also I send mangoes to Baba in the bhog, and that problem is not there. But the main question, whenever we have to, those who have been with Sakar Baba, whenever we have to contact Baba in the subtle region, first Sakar Baba comes to our mind, then only we can connect. And you people because you have not seen Sakar Baba, you straight away think. This I am telling you, this is the effect.
Do you all get that? Because they saw Sakar Baba, they have to connect with Sakar and then Avyaj.
Only then.
And incorporeal. But you, because your connection is already with incorporeal or subtle, you go directly.
Just as my Laukik father is no more, if I remember him, first I will remember in his physical form.
Yeah.
Then only I will remember his soul.
Mm.
So similarly, we cannot, even if we try to connect with subtle Baba, we can't. First we have to bring that connection, then connect.
Mm.
And because you people are straight children of Baba, by touching, you connect him straight. So who is better?
Okay, that's a good note to end on. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you and your stories, experiences.
While I was meditating, one very interesting incident came to my mind. If they can wait for 2 minutes,
yeah.
I can stay there.
Surely, yeah.
Because I will not get a chance to tell you again.
Sure, sure.
Now, when I, first of all, we were four members in our family. My father, mother, myself, my younger brother. We all went to Brahma Baba together in the chamber. And Brahma Baba, on seeing us, gave us all of the four different advice. My father was so enthused about godly service, he said, Baba, I want to leave everything, I want to do Baba's service. Baba told him, no, you have a family, so you take care of the family, and a trustee, you do this. To my mother, Baba said, if you want to be Nashto Moha, your pati will open a center for you in a pilgrim center, you go there. So my father opened a center for her in Mathura, which is a pilgrim place, and she remained there throughout her life. To me, Baba said, what are you doing? I said, I am studying law, chartered accountant. Baba said, okay, you continue your study. To my younger brother, who was studying in 12th class, Baba said, you stop your study and do godly service. Now, in retrospect, my younger brother lived only for 3 years thereafter. And he did lot of useful Baba service during that period. I am still in the body at 85 years, so Baba knew if he studies, if he qualifies, it will be okay. Now, after I qualified, I started practicing as a chartered accountant in Delhi, which is normal. I went to Madhuban, first thing Baba asked, have you qualified? And I very proudly said, yes. Then Baba said, what you are doing? I more proudly said, Baba, I have opened an office, chartered accountant, busy area of Delhi. Baba smiled and said, come closer. Baba said, you have to tell lies, etc. in their chartered accountancy. You better do a government job. So I then and there decided I will not go to my office. I returned everybody's books. And first time in my life, I saw the newspaper for vacancies of chartered accountant. The first vacancy I saw, I applied. I did not know even to get a typewritten. I hand wrote, sent it. Now, I had never been out of my city also. I was 21 years of age. But that interview came because Baba was behind it. So I went to the train in which 8 candidates for the same job were going to that place. I was the shyest. I was sitting in a corner and watching what they were doing. So they were all talking, speaking good English and all that. Some were employed. And I thought, if they are there, I will be out. Anyhow, I went for the interview. I do not know what happened to them. The interviewers called me. They asked me 6 questions, which I did not know because I had forgotten. Last question they asked, what salary you will pay? I didn't know anything about salary. What is increment, pay scale, nothing. I said, whatever you will give me. And I was taken, all others were rejected. So Baba got me the job. And why they were rejected? Because that was a remote area. They thought, they all asked for higher salary that the government will give. But the rule was not to employ anybody above the minimum. Because I had said, anything you give, I will. Then they wanted 9 chartered accountants. It was a very big company. After 2 months, they re-advertised with higher salary basic. And I got that higher salary because I was already in. So Baba not only got me the job, but also got my salary raise. This, I think, only Baba could do it like that. Another part of it is, after getting employed, the first salary I got, I made a draft and sent to Madhuban. Because in India there is a custom to send your first salary to your guru. I sent by registered post and Baba returned it by registered post. So you can imagine how much a person's, young man's heart will be impressed that there is an organization in the world whom you send money and they return it. And then I wrote a long letter to Baba giving all the points of Gyan, Murli, that you say you are a big businessman, you accept only that person's money because you have to return many fold. You told me to do this job and it is honest money. Baba, why you have rejected? And 10 points I wrote and again sent that, another check. So Baba accepted and wrote, this time Baba is taking, but don't send it again. Because Baba wanted, by my own hand, I use it for your service. Om Shanti.
Yeah, thank you so much. So yeah, we'd love to continue here stories about Baba, but time is a factor. So if there's no announcements, okay. So yeah, we'll just have a little meditation, a few minutes, and finish.